So he deals with the question of hot water. So the Mora has machlokes in the whether you can use hot water for Netil Shadayim. And the Mora Paskin, the Ikar Pesach is that you could, or the Rishonim Paskin, that you could use hot water for Netil Shadayim. But there is an opinion that says that we Paskin like the Mora that you can't. So when you have a machlokes, we would prefer not to get involved in it, and therefore a person should try and avoid doing that. Now, with the definition of that, Chayyadim says the following: Chamehu or imheim chamin ma'oid shayatzu lettuce behem. If they're hot enough that it's yatzu lettuce, so lechatchila ein litul behem. So lechatchila you shouldn't use it. Say if it's just lukewarm water, warm water, not something which is not defined in halacha as hot. So everybody agrees that that works. If they're actually hot, so we have this machlokes, and therefore the chatzkila you shouldn't do it. If you have no other water available, you could. Mishabura points out, since we're saying that if it's only warm, everybody agrees that it's kosher. So if a person is able to wait, the person should wait a little bit. It will cool off, and then according to everybody, you're allowed to use that water. And that's a better option than being samech on this shita, which is the Iker shita. But once we're saying that the chatzchila, we prefer not to be involved in the machlokes, you have an etzah not to be involved in the machlokes. Just wait a little bit. So that option is available. The person can wait. A person should do so. Now, over here is an interesting point. Now, we see the yatzah lettuce bow does not mean a temperature which is scalding to the point that it's impossible to wash your hands with it. A person would be able to wash their hands with this temperature. It's tolerable enough to the hand. So we picture the idea of yatzah lettuce bow that it's so hot that the person instinctively pulls his hand back not to get burnt. Apparently that's not so. So that's why when you see the discussion in the poskim of the share of yatzah lettuce bow and they discuss these temperatures which do not sound so hot to us, we say, how could that be? Yatzah lettuce bow means it's very, very hot temperature where the person would instinctively pull his hand back immediately, otherwise he's going to get burnt. So that's referred to, but the Chayim calls that yad nichves bow, that the hand will be burnt by it. So yatzah lettuce bow means that that you cannot maintain your hands there for an ongoing amount of time. Some suggest 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever the number is. So we're seeing that's, but to keep, maintain your hands there for a short period of time and use it to wash, theoretically, as possible, but we're saying you're not allowed to, l'chatchila, because of the machlokes, whether it's considered acceptable or not. The tzad that it's possible is once you heat it up, so Rashi says it's not considered mayim anymore, like you mentioned before. Exactly what that means, it's, in other words, heated water, hot water, has a different function than regular water, different functions than regular water, and therefore we don't perceive it as regular water. It's got to be the lochas of Matilas Adayim. That'd be the understanding of it. Okay, let's start the next siman as well. The next siman deals with water which has sat for a while and it started to become stagnant and then putrid, or it's very salty, or it's very bitter. So the law is, if a kelev yochal lishtos mehem, psulim. So if it has reached the stage of being repulsive to the point even a kelev will not drink from it, that's not water anymore. It's possible. The bottom with taras mayim, it's not considered the standard, what we refer to when we talk about the idea of water. Our mutter litvul behem yodav. Now, regards to tevilas yodayim, regards to mikvah, it doesn't lose its status of a kosher mikvah because of being seruah. This is a common problem. The more it talks about that they didn't have all these wonderful cycling filtration systems. They had you would have a pit, you let rainwater gather in it, and you'd be tevil in it. And it would sit like that, and sit like that, and sit like that. And it would become smelly, etc. The more it talks about the concern of that people after we go to mikvah would go to take a shower, because they needed to wash off the water from the mikvah because it was the water of the mikveh was smelly, repulsive. And the Mora says we had to address it. Eventually, the mistakes started developing. People thought the main thing was the shower, not the mikveh. So they had to say if a person would take a shower after a mikveh, he would become tameh. So, but you see that this was a problem, that the water of the mikveh was smelly, etc. So, regards to tefillas yadayim, being terrible your hands in such water, it's fine. But regards to the tila, it doesn't have a din of mayim for the purposes of the tila. So that's the first point, that the chayyim points out in regards to mayim meluchim, Sruchim and Morim. We'll see more about it, Mr. Shem, in the next year. Have a good day.